From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Next month's summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un is not going to happen. AP Sagar Magani reporting now from the White House.
It's a dramatic step weeks before they were to become the first sitting American president and North Korean leader to meet.
I've decided to terminate the planned summit.
The president says he decided to scrap it after a North Korean statement full of tremendous anger and open hostility, what one official described as essentially threatening nuclear war.
If and when Kim Jong-un chooses to engage in constructive dialogue and actions, I am waiting.
The president says while it's inappropriate to meet now, he still hopes to have a summit at some point. Until then, the U.S. will keep up its maximum pressure campaign. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Here in Washington, Republican and Democratic lawmakers held classified briefings about the origin of the FBI investigation into Russia's meddling in the 2016 presidential election. President Trump believes a government spy was planted in his campaign. Democrats emerged from the meeting saying they saw no evidence to support Republican allegations that the FBI acted inappropriately. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told Fox News he had learned nothing particularly surprising but declined to go into detail. Investigators looking into the shooting down of a Malaysia Airlines flight over Ukraine 4 years ago have identified the Russian military brigade they believe owned the missile used to bring down the plane. It's the first time they've suggested Russian involvement. 283 passengers, 15 crew died. This is VOA News. U.S. military says it has struck a major insurgent command and control node with ground-based rocket artillery in Afghanistan's southern Helmand province. U.S. Marine Corps Brigadier General Benjamin Watson said such strikes not only degrade Taliban operations, but also give Afghan partners the ability to maintain continuous pressure against a weakened enemy. U.S. deployed the military mission to Helmand in April of 2017 to train, advise, and assist the regional Afghan army, as well as police forces battling the Taliban. President Trump has awarded a Medal of Honor to a Navy SEAL, Master Chief Special Warfare Operator Britt Slabinski, who led a daring assault and rescue mission on a snowy Afghanistan mountaintop in 2002.
Britt and his teammate, Sergeant John Chapin, charged uphill toward the enemy, where John was shot after clearing a bunker. Britt continued to engage the enemy, repeatedly exposing himself to horrendous fire.
Slabinski then spoke.
We don't fight for awards, but much of what others did that day has gone unrecognized. But I remember you, all of you.
Medal of Honor is the highest and most prestigious personal item, military decoration that can be awarded to recognize U.S. military service members who distinguish themselves by acts of valor. Italian President Sergio Mattarella has asked little-known lawyer and academic Giuseppe Conte to form a new populist government. And Sabina Castelfranco reports now from Rome, the prime minister-designate has begun to put together his cabinet.
Conte's name was put forward by Luigi Di Maio, leader of the Five Star Movement, which obtained the largest number of votes in the March general elections, and by Matteo Salvini, head of the second largest party, the League. The two parties have formed a coalition that will enable their government to have a majority in both houses of parliament.
Il Presidente della Repubblica mi ha conferito l'incarico di formare il governo.
After meeting with President Mattarella, Conte said he accepted with reservation the mandate to form a government. Conte added that if he managed to carry out this task, he would present a program to parliament based on the interests of the majority political parties. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.